Okay, Bez Hashem, we continue. We're ending the first week of the Kitzur Yomi. We're up to week one, day three, Bez Hashem, and then tomorrow we're up to week two, day one, B'sha'a Teivu, U'mitzlachas. We are up to Simen Beis Sif Hey, and we're going until Simen Gimel Sif Aleph. So we're continuing talking about waking up in the morning, Netilas Yadayim. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Lo Yiga Koidem Netila. Prior to washing one's hands in the morning, one should refrain from touching any orifice of the body, Lo Bepeh, meaning any of the holes in the body, Lo Bepeh, he shouldn't touch his mouth, Lo Bechoitem, he shouldn't touch his nostrils, Lo Beinayim, he shouldn't touch his nose, Lo Beaznayim, he should not touch his ears, Lo Befi HaTabas, he should not also touch his bathroom areas, v'lo ba'ichlin, nor should he touch food. V'lo b'makom ha'kaza, a person should not touch a wound from bloodletting. V'pnei sheruach ra hashoreh al yadayim, because the ruach ra, which is one of the two reasons that the Kitzur gave regarding why you're supposed to wash your hands, there's a ruach ra, a bad spirit of some sort that rests on the hands, kaidem until before washing them, mazik l'dvarim elu, can cause harm to these things. So therefore, a person should not touch parts of his body, should not touch foods. Sif Vav. It's good. It's proper to be scrupulous when washing the morning until Zayim Bekli with regard to the laws pertaining to the utensil that is used. Right? You can't just stick your hands in a sink and wash your hands. Ubamayim, in regard to the amount and type of water used. Ubakayach Gavra, and the water should pour onto his hands through human force. Similar to the laws until Sudaim for a meal. There are all different times a person might have to wash their hands, might wash their hands for a Suda coming out of the bathroom, waking up in the morning as a Kayan. There's a lot of different times a person might wash their hands. Says the Kitzur, a person should be makpid, should be scrupulous, careful about washing his hands in the morning as careful as he is when you wash your hands for the Suda, which is pretty serious washing of his hands. Ach b'shas tchak, however, in pressing circumstances, she'en loy mayim karoy, when he does not have the proper conditions available to him, v'roitz l'sval, he wants to pray, yachal lital yadav mitoich kol dover, he can wash his hands with water from any utensil, b'chol mini mayim, with any type of water, b'loy koyach gavra, and without human force, meaning he can just open up the sink and let the water pour out, and he can use that to wash his hands. If he really needs to pray, he has no choice. V'yachal levarech al n'tilas nayim, and he can still say the bracha, asher k'dishonim, so it's even regarding washing the hands upon this washing, even though it's not the normal standard washing your hands with a cup and with normal water. If there's a river nearby, so not many people live near a river, but if there is, if you don't have water to wash your hands and you don't have a cup, so better to dip your hands into the river three times, like this. Oh yeah, I feel bashal, or even in the snow. If it ever snows in New York again, and a person would like to stick his hands in the snow for until he dies, a person could do that. But the notes in the Art Scroll, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, point out that a person should do it in the snow in three different spots. We continue. Avlim ein lo mayim klal, but if a person doesn't have any water, he doesn't have a sink, he doesn't have snow, he doesn't have a river, he's in the middle of Sahara Desert, he just woke up, what should he do then? Yikaneach yadav ezadav, he should wipe his hands with something, with anything, a dry cloth, anything. V'yavarech al nikius yadayim, he should recite al nikius, which means regarding the cleanliness of the hands instead of the usual blessing of al netilas yadayim. V'day loy lesfila, and that's enough regarding the preparation for tefillah. But not sufficient to remove the ruach ra, meaning that you'll still have this thing on your hand, this ruach ra, this bad spirit, because you haven't washed your hands properly, but you're allowed to daven in any case. Later on in the day, when you do have utensils to wash your hands in proper water, then you should wash your hands again, but you don't make a bracha at that point later in the day. So again, if a person in the Sahara Desert says then a person, really optimally, you should wash your hands with clean water, with a cup, pouring it on your own hands. You should do that. If you can't do that, then you wash your hands with any water that you've got, even if it's opening up a sink. You can't. It's actually better to stick your hands in the river or stick your hands in snow. If you can't do any of those three options, then you just dry your hands. You should clean off your hands with whatever way you can. And when you get water late on the day, you can do the sif zayin. Ksiv, it's written, Baruchi nafshis Hashem v'chol kirevai Hashem kodshei, bless Hashem on my soul, and let all of my innermost being bless His holy name. So David Melech is saying that a person is supposed to bless Hashem with his innermost being. What does it mean to bless Hashem with your inner organs? So therefore, also levarich achiyinake es hakirbayim. It's forbidden to recite any blessing until you have cleansed his inner organs, mitzayo umeiraglayim, from excrement and urine. Meaning, if a person has stuff in their intestines and he needs to go to the bathroom, make sure to go to the bathroom. That's the way you praise Hashem with your intestines, with your inner organs, by having them clean and prepared for Hashem. Boiker bekum in the morning when a person gets up, mistamu tzarich lasas tzarich of a normal person would need to go to the bathroom at that time. Olikol apachas lahashtin, whether he has to, what we describe as a more serious use of the bathroom or just urinating. Al kain, therefore, lo yavarich b'yarechas al tzil sadaim b'shasli. We spoke of this earlier. A person should not make the brachim tzil sadaim. Normally, when he washes his hands when he wakes up. So he washes his hands in the morning. Don't sit until Sadaim yet, because you're going to be going to the bathroom right after you wash your hands. After he has cleansed himself, then you're going to wash your hands a second time after you finish using the restroom. At that time, you're going to make a bracha until Sadaim. And then you're gonna make an Asher Yatzer. Ooh, Birchas Atayra, make a bracha on Birchas Atayra. Ooh, Birchas Alakai Neshama. You see the order that he has over here as it goes until Sadaim.
That's a very interesting order.
Alakai Neshama. That's very interesting. That is not the order that I do. I do it until Sadaim, Asher Yatzer, Alakai Neshama, and then Birchas Atayra. But again, it seems like his order is not this type of order. If we're to take it in the way, just so you should know, the reason why most people do Asher Yatzar and Kain Hashem together is because Asher Yatzar is thanking Hashem for the way your body was created, and like Kain Hashem is thanking Hashem for your neshama, and after that you do Birchas HaTayr. But again, he says you should not make the bracha immediately after you wash your hands. If you have a bowl next to your bed, you should then go to the bathroom, then wash your hands again, then make the bracha of all these brachas which we said Sifches. We have learned above in Sif Aleph, the requirement to wash one's hands upon waking was enacted as an inauguration to the day of service of Hashem, as a kohen washes his hands prior to the service in the temple. This is the reason offered by the Rashba, the Rush, which is the reason that we have not discussed until now, however, offers a different reason for this requirement. When a person sleeps, his hands move about and inevitably touch part of the body that are unclean. In his view, the sages enacted the morning until them to ensure that one should have clean hands for prayer. Now, again, I mentioned earlier, the Kitzur has only mentioned as of yet the two reasons that a person washes his hands. Reason number one, a person washes his hands is because you just came into this world. You're starting your day. You're a kohen in the basis of Mikdash. You wash your hands like a kohen. Second reason is that you have this death on your hands, you have to take it off. Now he's mentioning the third reason, which is called the reason of the rush. The halacha recognizes both the reason of the rush and that of the rush. The rush, again, is the reason that a person might have touched dirty parts of his body, covered part of his body while he was sleeping. Thus, the blessing of Al Tislam is recited only when both reasons for washing apply. In addition, we have learned there is an obligation to wash the hands so as to remove the ruach ra from them. However, this reason alone does not warrant the recitation of the blessing. This is all the Art Scrolls introduction based on the Mishnah Berurah. This sif discusses four situations in which one is required to wash his hands, but for the reason outlined above, does not recite the blessing of Al Tislam. You ready? Here we go. Four reasons. If one awakened and washed his hands while it was still night, you woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Kedina, as the halacha dictates, he washed his hands, of course. Goya air ad orayim, and he stayed up for the whole night, like we spoke about tikkun chatzos. Oy shay yashin acher kach sheinas ba'oid laila, or after awakening and washing his hands, he woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning. He washed his hands and he went back to sleep while it was still nighttime. V'chein, case number three, hayashin b'yoyim shita nishm. A person took a nap during the day for what's called 60 breaths, however long 60 breaths is. He slept for that amount of time. Shula erech chatzi shah, and the Kitzur writes it's about a half an hour. A person takes a nap for a half hour. V'chein aner kol alayla v'yashin shita nishm. Or let's say a person was up all night and did not sleep even for a half hour. But he was up the entire night, over the nighttime. There's a question whether a person has to wash his hands in any of these cases we described. And therefore, yital yad of shalosh pam b'sirugin. Therefore, he should wash his hands. But he does not make a bracha when he washes his hands in those cases. Again, a person woke up in the middle of the night, or a person woke up, washed his hands, then went back to sleep, or a person slept in the middle of the day for a half hour, or a person was up overnight, but it was through the entire night. Still, he washes his hands in the morning, but he doesn't make a bracha. Sif test. This if contains a list of activities that render the hands unclean, and thus a person engaging in these activities must clean his hands before studying Torah or praying. In addition, most of these activities also cause a ruach ra to rest upon the hands, therefore they must be washed without delay to remove it. So let's talk about cases that don't relate to sleeping, don't relate to going to the bathroom. We'll sleep at the bathroom. About washing his hands. These are the things that require one to wash his hands with water. Hakamin amita, a person who arises from bed. He leaves the bathroom or a lavatory or a bath house in the old days, obviously. House. A person who cuts his nails. A person who cuts his hair. A person takes off his shoes. A person who engages in marital relations. A person who touches a louse. That's one lice. If a person takes lice, which is more common in the olden days, from his clothing, even if he didn't actually touch the louse, a person would have to wash his hands. A person scratches his head. Like we already mentioned, the person touches his body in places that are usually covered. A person who leaves a cemetery. There. See, someone's joining the class in the middle. A person who enters a funeral or enters a covered area in which there is a dead person, or a person who's undergone bloodletting. In any of these cases, a person would have to wash their hands when they finish doing those things. And we are doing the last sif right now. Simon Gimel, talking about getting dressed. Sif Aleph, Ksiv. The pasuk says, "Vatznei leches im eloi kecha." A person has to walk modestly with your God. Therefore, a person must conduct himself modestly in all of his ways. What does that mean to be modest? A person should cover themselves up in a burqa. A person should hide in a corner. Let's see. Thus, kishaloivish even mentioned know that there are halachas of modesty by men too. Kishaloivish a poishet es chalukah. When a person is putting on or taking off his robe, or yishar beged shal v'sar, any other garment which is worn directly on the skin, yedakdik mo'ed, a person should be very careful. Shaloi legalei says gufo, not to expose his body, ella rather, yal bishoy v'yavshita, you should put it on and take it off, kishu sheichiv al mishkavim mechusa, only when he is lying in bed. Now, in the olden days, people were very much undressed so long as they were under the covers. A person basically should be sure that he is dressed before he comes out of the blanket. Valyemi should not say, here I am in an innermost room and in the dark. Who will see me even if I am not fully dressed? Meaning, there's nobody here. My door is locked. Nobody can see me. A person should not say that. The glory. For the glory of the Holy One, blessed is He, fills the entire world. And darkness as light before Hashem, may His name be blessed. Furthermore, acting with modesty and bashfulness, brings a person to feel submission before Hashem, may His name be blessed. So if a person wants to train himself to have Yiras Hashem, if a person wants to train himself to submission before Hashem, a person should work on being tzanua, even in a closed room in the dark where nobody else could see. And one of the great nachas that I had was one time a mora called me up about one of my kids, and he said, you should just know your son is the most tenua of the entire group. While they were during the summer and changing into pajamas as little kids, my son was very, very careful. He went to the bathroom. He said, no, he has to close the door in the bathroom. He's changing in there, because a person has to train themselves with a midah of modesty. Even men, women have to be able to train themselves with modesty so as not to be on immodest.